And now, the United States Coast Guard presents Frontiers in Fathoms, the Science of the Sea. Mankind has been reaping the harvest of the sea for untold thousands of years. With almost three-quarters of the surface of the earth covered with ocean, he's had a pretty big field to farm. Still, it hasn't been enough to satisfy the world's ever-expanding population, a hungry population with ever greater needs for animal protein. That's the voice of one of the answers to the food shortage, the humpback whale. This behemoth, one of many species suitable for raising, was once hunted for its oil alone. But with one blue whale equal to more than 20 large steers, they become much worse of edible meat. These coral corrals will be sealed off and pumped with fresh ocean water, rich in plant and animal plankton, the food whales thrive on. There, the whales are expected to live and breed until the time comes when they'll be made into whale steak, whale hamburger, roast whale, and even sliced whale sandwiches. These whale herds will be cared for by men who know the rules of the sea and safe boating. They know that there's more to the sea than just water, and more to safe boating than just not having a boating accident. Think about it.
Anything more from the supermarket, honey?
More sugar!
You can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste.
You know fucking nothing because
no,
you
I know
can't
fucking
speak.
Everything. I know everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's everything about then?
Well, everything's
tell
about
me.
Everything.
Tell me.
Everything's
if you know
about.
What everything is about, tell me.
I'll tell you what everything's
tell
about.
Tell me what everything is about.
Everything's about is...
What is everything about?
Fuck all!
You tell me. Oh.
Fuck all!
Fuck all is what you're about.
I'm president. And I can do this with dash and daring do.
What not?
You're about fuck all.
You
stupid
fucking
cunt. You stupid fucking cunt. You can't keep talking longer than I can.
I mean, this is, you know, 20 years dodging tugboats. I'm going to fall for that hook, you rube. What, are you from out of town?
What you just bought, you get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I remember all my life.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty gritty.
Oh, you're really? A stupid fucking arsehole. Oh, you're a stupid cunt. You can't speak longer than I
Listen,
can because you're so stupid. No, you're nowhere near my
so
voice.
They can hear it
you're
a bit
so
more
stupid.
Clearly,
you don't
cunt. Try and you fuck.
Get clearer than the microphone.
Don't cry.
You're so.
Don't
cry
and fuck.
Trying to put you off, you fucking cunt.
It's a jolly, jolly, we want jolly. We want jolly, we want jolly. They were screaming, they were laughing, they were crying, they were whistling for me. I just let it go.
I'm a writer, and I drink a lot of coffee. So I want my coffee to have that rich, full-bodied flavor. My wife knows this.
Ready, Steve? Uh-huh. Andy?
Yeah.
Mick?
Okay.
All right, fellas. Let's go!
You can't even speak that, you stupid fucking cunt. You fool!
You
fucking cunt!
Now, I'd never hit my wife or lock her in the onion cellar if she didn't make a perfect cup of coffee.
Yeah, señor. We are federales. You know, the mountain police.
If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime.
I've had enough of this hanging around.
Take me back to Gotham City, Batman.
I love your Toulouse, Toulouse, let's Babalouse.
Take me where the girls are pretty, Batman.
You can't even speak because you're
really?
So stupid.
Yes, I can, you
no,
can.
You can't.
Yes,
you can't because you're so stupid. You can't speak.
You're the fucking stupidest cunt I've ever seen.
You're so drunk and stupid.
You are so
fucking drunk and stupid. You can't fucking speak. That's how fucking drunk you are.
Cunt.
I can't get no.
This is Brenda Vaccaro for the March of Dimes. You know, we're all striving for a natural way of living these days, a way of life that's free and simple. So if you're a mother-to-be, you might think to yourself, well, what's more natural than having a baby?
Ted Everett.
If you're a mother-to-be, you might be thinking to yourself, what's more natural than having a baby? Well, nothing really.
Now. Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Brought to you by your Blue Luster dealers.
What good is a gal without a guy? What good is the earth without the sky?
I know what you must be saying to yourself. If she feels that way about it, why doesn't she just slit her throat and shut up?
Girl, you thought it was a man, but it was a muffin.
Dump. Hey, what's that from? What a dump.
How would I know?
Huh? What's that from?
I have the faintest idea.
Dumbbell. Some damn Betty Davis picture of some goddamn Warner Brothers epic.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. Just a moment, I'll connect you.
Him and George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you.
Simple Simon says, put your hands on your head.
Zilch, Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina, Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina.
Zilch, China Clipper calling Alameda.
China Clipper calling Alameda.
Zilch. Never mind the furthermore, the plea is self-defense. Never mind the furthermore, the plea is self-defense. Never mind the furthermore, the plea is self-defense.
It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending.
Never mind for the mother piece of fence. Never mind for the mother piece of fence.
Never mind for the mother piece of fence.
Never mind for the mother piece of fence. Never mind for the mother piece of fence. Never mind for the mother piece of fence. Never mind for the mother piece of fence. Always have a desire to have a father. 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 Always have a desire to
Everybody get out of here, there's a lobster loose!
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing.
No, I never heard them at all, till there was you.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. No, don't ask why.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
It's a girl small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mother is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go.
But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen.
And I know my life will look alright. I can see it on the silver screen.
Everybody get out of here, he's vengeful! Quickly, cover yourselves with hot butter and carry lemons just in case!
Oscar, what is it? Is it the cooking, or the cleaning, the crying?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. The cooking, the cleaning, the crying. It's the talking in your sleep. It's those moose calls that open your ears at 2 o'clock in the morning. Amen! Amen!
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody.
Looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
Hey, Joe, what are you doing with that gun in your hand?
Everybody get out of here quickly, there's gonna be a tragedy. Oh, God.
This is Roger De Swans asking you to join us again next week for another classic of the Contemporary Theater on Front Row Center.
Martin, you can't sing that song. I know the song you're about to sing. You can't sing it. It's a dirty song. It's filthy, Martin. Filth. You understand what I'm saying? You want to sing a song like that, you got to clean it up. Filth. Filth, filth.
Irritated? No, I don't think so. I think just interested.
Photograph. Anything you see, you can photograph. Paint it on the back of your eyes and laugh. See the funny photograph.
And I would like very, very much to tell her off.
Yeah, because of what she's been doing.
Because of what she's been doing, and because of what she's been saying, and because she's a slob. Because of what she's been doing, and because of what she's been saying, and because she's a slob.
I'm down, Benjamin! For something just like this.
Welcome to my nightmare. I think you're gonna like it.
Oh, my God.
congratulations on your decision to buy a Peerless washerless faucet.
Dream on, dream on, dream on, dream until your dream comes true.
I can't make you open your heart, but I can dream, can't I?
Why do they hate me? I only want to be president.
What not, what not, what not? What not, what not, what not?
When you enjoy this year's boating season, remember...
Safe boating is no accident.
Safe boating is no accident.
There's more to the sea than just water, and more to safe boating than just not having a boating accident.
Safe boating is no accident.
Safe boating is no accident.
More than fair, you got the gorgeous bum.
As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I'm in paradise.
Why don't you come to my house and meet my mom?
Barracuda.
I like your titties, they're nice and small.
My green tambourine.
Beepy Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang, and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady.
It's Saturday. The child is played by George McCready.
Yeah, Dick, it's nice to have you. If I may call you Dick.
Well, I've been called almost everything.
Take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, locomotion, poker, passion, deeper purple satisfaction.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
Yeah, you guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got a quartz?
Quartz, we have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
Baby, got it, give me, getting hot. Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story. My view's the Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama Lama.
Kidding, give the order now. I need quite a few, and stop by this afternoon and pick them up.
Well, I'm just cleaning up. I'm the assistant manager.
Like to get, if I could, 1,200 hamburgers.
Should I cool it or should I blow?
If a meme hits a clicking wall, the clock is pocket ticket, friends and room and sagitation, render in the tabulation, Carly Simon, the day holder, Rose Stone, and send a folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, canceling now, I got the shivers.
Gee, Mr. Gable, I don't want to bother you. Guess you've got a lot of girls to tell you the same thing.
I don't want to know your name.
Home improvement loan.
Yeah, that's it.
But I'm referring to a station wagon filled with nuns.
Looking for its sound in places, small places unknown.
What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carry inside.
And she said, Come on, I need you.
Citizen, you are entitled to a heated, kidney-shaped pool.
I love Jennifer Echoes.
A microwave oven. Don't watch the food cook. A diner
Jim. I'll personally demonstrate it in the privacy of your own home.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind.
She was black as the night.
You ever been like, if you had tight shoes on, tight shoes is a motherfucker, brother.
Though it was wider than wide.
Because of what he's been doing and because of what he's been saying and because she's a slob.
Yeah, she's a slob and she's a vicious gossip, I'll bet.
She has another rather nasty habit. She farts in public.
A Las Vegas wedding, a Mexican divorce, a solid gold Kama Sutra coffee pot, or a baby's arm holding an apple.
Don't stop crying. 96 years. Why don't you all fade away?
Smoked my first cigarette at 10.
That's Walter Cronkite. Walter Cronkite is gay?
Casey Stengel.
Casey Stengel, I can't
the
believe
dog, Casey's... you know? Oh, she has the biggest collection of tiaras I've ever seen.
And for girls, I had a bad yen.
I like girls, I like girls.
I had quite a ball when I was young.
Oh, very young.
Yeah, we are. So you're Milo Tyndall. I'm Andrew Wyke. Welcome to Cloak Manor.
I got a horse and he lives in a tree. He watches Huckleberry Hound on his TV. But
easy rider, don't you deny my name. Oh, no.
I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning.
You played that music in the middle of the night.
Yes!
To get us into the laboratory.
Yes!
That was your cigar smoldering in the ashtray.
Yes!
And it was you who left my grandfather's book out for me to find.
Yes!
So that I would...
Yes!
Then you and Victor were...
Yes! Yes! Say it! He was my boyfriend!
Meanwhile, in stately Wayne Manor...
Yes, Commissioner. I'm not certain if this requires your attention, Batman, but some strange goings-on have been going on.
Who is it this time, Commissioner? Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
I don't know. A statue has been stolen at Gotham City University.
Sounds like a freshman prank to me.
Perhaps, and then again, perhaps not. The statue was a full-size replica of you, Batman.
My graven image, eh? We'll be right there, Commissioner. The bat pulse.
What do you do when d- out of town or off with the boys?
I have my boyfriends over.
Oh, come on. You wallow in infidelity. Is that what you're telling Bill?
No, I wallow in my waterbed.
You all by yourself?
Oh, no.
The lights and the fire were low and warm, and I was playing a romantic tune, and she was everywhere. She was lovely and rich. There was fire in her eyes, but still... there was something about her that I liked. Then I spotted it. Her apron was full of prunes. I thought about the tender, moist, ready-to-eat prunes that I keep in my lunch bucket for quick, energy-giving midday snacks. And then she said...
Say prunes.
So I said prunes. And suddenly, our hearts started to sing.
Prunes from California.
Prunes from
same old garbage. Nothing exciting ever happens around here.
What's wrong with board number 4?
I'm getting a lot of abnormal interference.
Double whack. Increase it to 20 magnification and project it.
Yes, sir.
That's an asteroid. Check it out, quick. Freeze it on the video. Have you got that course figured yet?
Here it is, sir.
A collision course with Earth.
who put 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? Who put 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? Who put 8 great tomatoes in that little bitty can? You know who, you know who.
In case you don't, it's Contadina tomato paste.
Do it in Jamaica, do it in Japan, do it in Siberia.
What goes up must come down.
You shake me up, or I can bring you down. Oh.
Don't know. Mr. Wentworth told me to come and say there was trouble at the mill, that's all. I didn't expect a kind of Spanish Inquisition.
That big rock and roll music.
The kiss of death. From Mr. Goldfinger.
Golden years.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
When you haven't any coal in your stove and you freeze in the winter and you curse to the wind at your face.
Money, it's a hit.
And you haven't any shoes on your feet. Your coat's thin as paper and you look 30 pounds underweight. Son, you go to get a word of advice from the fat little pastor. He will tell you to love evermore. But when hunger comes to rap, rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat, at the window.
At the window.
Who's there?
Hunger.
Oh, hunger.
See how love flies out the door.
You swelter down there in your shelter. You can see me on your TV.
Maybe I could win a color tell out in
dance. You know I can't dance, you know.
I'm Angelique McCarthy.
Oh, fine, Chevy Chase.
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm gonna get you in my chair.
Yes, I'm thinking. Yes, I'm thinking.
Look, you know, I'll start again. It's just the fact, you know, of going through it. I mean, if we could cut. Yes, I'm thinking of this. Yes, I am. Puddle Town Tom was the underground.
Take your dick a while, honey, please. What a beautiful cock you have. And it's wonderfully hard already. Jumping around with the balls, I grab it tight. Now just holding it turns me on. I'm gonna lick it and then suck it. Especially the hand.
Want to hold your ear, maybe want to hold it near, maybe want to hold your ear until you hear that I love you, and I want to hold your eyes, baby, lovely shape and size, baby, want to hold your eyes so you'll see and realize that I love you.
Now I want to acknowledge the fact that I know a lot of people are peeved with the phone company, but the thing you should comprehend is first of all it's a fantastic, it's so complex, it's a machine, it's made up of billions of teeny little, there's all kinds of little, and every one is guaranteed to break down.
I want to hold your nose. I want to hold your throat. I won't let you breathe or eat until you know the truth. I love you. Oh, I want to hold your hair. Baby, show you that I care. Baby, and it's only fair to tell you what I intend to do. I'm going to keep what I hold dear. Your nose, your eyes, your tooth, your ears. And I'm going to hold them dear. You keep going. That's it. Ooh.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Do the bumps of time in your prime. Then you come together. Right now. Over me.
Never, never on a Sunday. A Sunday, a Sunday. Cause that's my day of rest.
All right now.
For 21 years on the good ship Columbine.
Hey! Here I know Mr. Brewer, scumbag, so get out of my fucking life, all right? Hello, surprise.
Run a little girl crying only yesterday. She
said, how come they never sing about my dad? Is it cause he recaps tires for a living?
Billy Brown, the smoothest, coolest guy in town. The chicks all seem to dig his jive.
Hey, tell us, Bill, how can we arrive?
It's easy, Jack. Any gal gets sent when you flash a smile by Pepsodent.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Pepsodent's new improved formula cleans teeth whiter than ever. Tastes brighter, too. New formula Pepsodent contains IMP. There's nothing else as good at getting teeth white.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Budweiser commercial featuring the Kruka.
Red as light, there's fun. At a concert or a show, in your own backyard, wherever you go, Budweiser's here in the folks who know it as well.
You know, if you keep doing that, I'm gonna come all over your dick.
Like you're battering toast, shake your yama yama like you're humping a ghost.
We caress the air like we're buttering toast, shake your yama yamas like we're humping a ghost.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong.
We had a lot of fun with those things, and from that sound, I somehow got a desire to play a guitar because Jimmy Rogers was playing a guitar. I didn't know at the time what it was or what it looked like, but I wanted to play one of those things because I liked the way it sounded. And about 2 years later, I got the idea. Well, I saw this guitar in the yard of one of the neighbors. The lady had bought it for her son, and he became quite disenchanted with it for some reason. I guess his fingers got sore. But I could tell from the looks of the thing that he didn't care for it. It had been rained on and left out in the yard and so forth. So I got the idea to, steal some pears from a tree on the farm next to ours. And I took a fishing cane and knocked these pears down, sacked them up, took them to this lady, and traded them for this guitar. It had three strings on it. That's half of them. They're supposed to be six.
We're so technical.
Something different, something delicious, something with a marvelous flavor that just knocks the spots off any other cereal you've ever tried. Now, if that's the case, why don't you ask your mother to let you have a big bowl of crackly, crunchy, golden brown Wheaties flakes tomorrow morning? Ask your mother to let you have a cereal you'll really like the taste of. Ask her for the big, husky cereal for wide-awake fellas and girls who not only start things, but who see them through. Your mother will be mighty glad to let you have Wheaties, too. For most any fellow's or girl's mother wants to see them eat a big bowl of a nourishing whole wheat cereal every morning. And your mother probably knows, too, that authorities now recognize that Wheaties supply the very same amount of heat-producing units you need to help keep your body warm these cold winter days as a cooked cereal does. So you can be sure she'll be glad to let you have all the Wheaties you want to eat this winter, if you ask her for them. Remind your mother to always look for the famous seal of acceptance of the Committee on Foods of the American Medical Association whenever she buys Wheaties. That seal means much to her. It tells her that Wheaties are a pure product, honestly advertised. And another thing, remind your mother that lots of grocers are featuring Wheaties and bananas now. Ask her to get some of each next time she goes to the store. Try that delicious breakfast combination tomorrow morning. You'll say it's swell.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand. Won't you try Wheaties? For Wheaties, the best food of man. They're crispy, they're crunchy the whole year through. Jack, I can never tire of them, and neither will you. So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
Hello?
Hello, will you accept for that call from Neil Black?
No.
I
don't
pick you up yet. He's got a gun, you know. If he didn't get you in Laurel Canyon, he won't get you here.
Hello?
Becky?
Yeah?
What's happening? Listen,
father has called me up.
Now, look, just don't panic, but just tell me.
I'm not panicking. Okay. I think my phone's tapped, too.
Well, don't worry about it. It's quite all right.
All right. Your father called me up this afternoon.
Just a sec.
Hello?
Vic?
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Welcome to phone in. What's your question?
It's Norman.
Hello, Norman. Welcome to the show. What's your question on farming?
I am 47 years old, and I've talked to you before because I love you.
Well, thank you.
However,
yeah.
I was a gold digger because when I was 18 years old, my husband offered me $500 if I'd marry him.
Did you do it?
I love him. Well, sure I did. I've been married to him almost 49 years. However...
49? I thought you said you're 47.
I'm 47, but I'm married 48 years. In August, I'll be 49.
48 years, but you're only 47, you told me.
That's right.
How can you be married 48 years if you're only 47 years old? Were you married prenatally?
No, I wasn't married prenatally.
Yeah, but you say you're married 48 years, but you're only 47 years old, is what I'm trying to figure out.
67! What the hell is this?
Is that all right?
Aki no Tetoron wa Teijin desu.
I got a better idea.
Fuck me, you ugly son of a bitch. You ugly son of a bitch. Fuck me, you ugly son of a bitch.
Lucy, who has overheard the preceding exchange, bursts into derisive giggles. Whereupon Snoopy, sporting a catcher's mask and a typically wry expression, strides resolutely back to the plate and signals,
how can you believe me when I told you that I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
Stick it out.
Stick out your hot curly weed.
Stick it out.
Stick out your hot curly weed.
Stick it out.
Stick out your hot curly weedy weedy. Weedy weedy weedy.
Winston's easy drawing to, the filter lets the
flavor through. Whiskey tastes good like a cigarette should.
What if Ed Sullivan were tortured?
This'll make the Holy Father laugh.
What if steel needles, say 6 inches long, were plunged into Ed's eyes? I think it would go something like this. I could have been something better. I could have been a contender.
It's Tuesday morning, and you have something very important to say to your best friend. What are you going to do? 10 a.m. You try to call your friend on the telephone. No answer. 12 noon. You run all the way over to his house. No one home. 3 p.m. You've started to forget what you have to say. Wait a minute. Don't get excited. All you have to do is write it.
Get some paper.
Get a pencil.
Get ready. Get set. And here goes.
We drove to the nudist camp. I was so embarrassed that I must have blushed all the way. And when we got undressed in our cabin and it was time to come out, Bob had to literally almost pull me.
Come on, Helen. Don't be shy. Everyone is waiting for us at the barbecue. Last one for the barbecue.
Suppose a gift comes from Aunt Liz.
Or you're planning to enter a quiz.
To tell your aunt thank you.
Or fill in that blank, you can bet that you're doing it right.
If you get out a pencil and paper and sit down and write.
Get these headaches. I get one every day. I wake up with a migraine since you ran away.
Your shoulder and it's the floor.
Things got fuzzy and things got blurry.
Smoking in the morning.
Hey, come on, man.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with
Who?
Me. Dave, man, open up.
Look at that little blood blossom. Oh, I got a hit.
Oh, Britannia, Britannia, can walk home, take a trip.
Contingencies.
Yes, I know.
Well, you've chosen a good place to collapse on the couch of the most brilliant psychiatrist Leipzig has ever known.
I'm Henry VIII, I am.
Henry VIII, I am, I am.
Washing everything off except the shoes.